not, I don't want to say force, because you have to have a sense of urgency and force turnovers and stuff like that, but we don't need to force plays to be made. You know, we're going to get enough offense as it is. So, yeah, I feel like that. With that, success comes a little confidence, and with confidence comes success. So it's kind of intertwined there a little bit.
Sure. We'll see how long Adam's out, but I mean, just simple sliding back into the middle if that's the case.
Yeah, it's it wasn't too long ago. So first couple of draws were a little rusty yesterday, and then snapped one back and ended up, you know, tying the game. So that'll be, you know, it's not, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. You know, it's nothing crazy. You know. Been transitioning back and forth all year, so shouldn't be any sort of hiccup or hesitation. Kind of ready to go for it.
Not to belabor the point, but I mean, as a player, what's it like to go through that yesterday? I mean, looks like, you think it's obvious as the video shown.
Yeah.
The interpretation. I mean, how hard is that as a player to not really seem to know what goalie interference is?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of out of your hands at that point. I was preparing mentally to go out for a PK shift after it was getting reviewed. I'm like, okay, there's no chance it's going to be called a goal. And so then, it changed your mentality a little bit, but I think it was probably good that it happened at the end of a period. So we came in back in here and, talked about, you know, how we've handled every adversity, every part of adversity that we've had all year. And, this is no different. This is nothing that we haven't done before, and we wanted to go out and prove something, and we were able to tie that game, and had all the chances in the world. It seemed like that towards the end that didn't go our way, but it's not exactly the result that we're worried about. It's kind of the way we handled the adversity, and that's a big step in the right direction.
Being able to get a goal late there wasn't. You made sure that wasn't the deciding goal.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the deal, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Just handling that adversity. And it wasn't just one guy. It was all 20 in here. Handling that adversity and pushing forward and really fighting for that next goal and not just shutting down, which we knew we wouldn't do, but that extra push, that extra sense of urgency, and towards the late, maybe a little bit of desperation. It's huge to have that ability to pull through like that.
Colorado, you kind of feel like you owe them one after two tightly contested games in Denver.
Yeah, good team. Without McKinnon, they're a little different, but they haven't really missed a beat. I think they won in Edmonton last game in overtime. Not sure who scored the OT winner. He's kind of irrelevant to me, but. So yeah, we feel like we might owe these guys one. It'll be a great game. They're playing really, really well. Up until I think they lost their two before the break, they won 10 in a row, something like that. They were buzzing. So they're playing the right way. They're doing a lot of good things, and they're fighting for their playoff spot, and we're fighting to gain a little bit of separation here. So yeah, it should be a great game tomorrow.
It's meant to they be so strong on home ice this year. It's something that the Jets have struggled with since the first year, but I mean, it's been a challenge to be more than just 500.
Yeah.
It seems to be a big factor in your success.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I mean, it's not too much of a difference between home and the road. I think you just kind of just go about your business, and the matchup might help. The comfortability of being in your own bed, and skating on a rink that you know very well, and in your own dressing room and your own routine, and so that might be a little bit of it, but I don't know. It's obviously been great. It's kind of just that psychological part of had a lot of success here. Like, let's just kind of continue it. And, you see things that just trigger positive thoughts, and that kind of leads to success. So we really like our home record. We want to continue that over this homestand here.